getting to grips with the structures. If you want to agree with, for instance, a suggestion such as, do you want an ice cream, which in Swedish is,
vill du ha en glass?
You repeat the first verb of the sentence and say,
ja, det vill jag.
This literally means, yes, it want I. If you don't want an ice cream, you say,
nej, det vill jag inte.
You repeat the words as in the question, if they are words like will, shall, have, is, can, may, etc. However, if the question includes other types of words, such as do you smoke, you answer using the word for do, which is
gör.
Listen to the following question and answer.
Röker du?
Nej, det gör jag inte.
Did you understand that? Terrific. Getting to grips with the grammar. In the sentence that we practiced earlier on, first we'll have an ice cream, then we'll ride on the bumper cars, you might have noticed something about the word order. In Swedish, the sentence was,
först tar vi en glass, sen åker vi radiobilar.
Perhaps you notice that the verbs
tar
and
åker
are placed before the word for we. Translated literally into English, the sentence would read, first take we an ice cream, then ride we on the bumper cars. The main rule, and to explain it in a simple way, states that the verb occurs in the second place in a sentence. If you want to say, we'll have an ice cream first, it's
vi tar en glass först.
Did you notice that the verb ta is still in the second place? In this conversation, you learned the word for fun.
Rolig.
If you want to say that something is more fun, you add are after the word.
Roligare.
If you want to say that it's most fun, you add ast.
Roligast.
Let's try to apply this rule. Do you remember the word for green? It's
grön.
Try to say greener.
Grönare.
And now the greenest.
Grönast.
Fantastic.